So I'm going to just close with a couple of macro questions. The first being, where do you think we're going to be with AML in 5 years?
That's a great question. I think in the younger adults, we'll be using very specific agents in combination with chemotherapy, and we'll be testing minimal residual disease. Hopefully by then we'll understand it. We'll be able to modify it to make the patient a better transplant candidate, which if we can actually get very deep remissions without killing people and then take them to transplant, which I think is what's going to happen to younger adults with AML, then we'll be ahead of the game. I don't foresee CAR T cells being available in 5 years, but who knows? For the older adult, I think it'll be the new backbone will be Aza-Ven, I hope, I think, I don't know. It's a good bet, with other things as well, based on their genetic mutation profile. Transplantation for the older adult will be used more frequently. Whether it'll be used more in 5 years than it is now, I don't know, but I still think transplantation will be required to really get rid of that founder clone of mutations that are going to be there ultimately. So I don't think we're going to cure people without transplant in the foreseeable future.
So final question, I never asked you this. I'm just kind of curious what you like about your work.
Well, that's a great question, Neil. I love my work. And in fact, people often ask me, am I going to retire someday? I have no plans. So they're going to have to carry me out. So I love it so much. Number one, I love the patients. I mean, it's what I want to do when I went to medical school. You're taking a patient who, if you don't do anything, will die. If you do something, you cure them. How much better can that be for ego gratification, personal feeling that you're doing something? I mean, not help saving the world, but to save an individual patient, to have them be able to have longer time with their loved ones, I mean, it's a special thing. And of course, all the science that goes along with it is fascinating. So it's a great interplay of science and humanity, and I love doing it.